I'm curious for suggestions or thoughts on how social media might be utilized to sort of generate and create more productive conversation. So on all of my social media the last 2 days, I've been screaming past other people by sharing and liking the heck out of, anything I could find around the Syrian refugee crisis. And I'm pretty sure people are, sharing and liking and right back at me. We're talking past, we're just kind of screaming past each other. Social media is tremendously helpful to me right now in helping me be more aware or have more data, more facts around issues I already have a tendency to care about, right? But I don't know how productive it is in helping people have conversations. I mean, I know with Undisclosed, you guys have people who are not open to hearing what you have to say but want to engage with you in a really negative way. I'm sure some people are hopeless, but what are ways, in which we might be able to have more productive conversations with people who think at least somewhat differently than we do?
I know for us, there's moments where we have town hall Twitter town halls. Have you heard of those? So you can actually probably reach out to organizations and develop a list of questions. And you'll reach out to folks and say, on this day at 2 p.m., we're going to have a Twitter town hall on this conversation. Use this hashtag. And that allows for engagement from other communities outside. And so a lot of the times that when we do our Twitter town halls, it's really based on juvenile justice, criminal justice reform. So we use something that's very similar. So, if you look at what's trending, maybe you kind of take that and add it to as a hashtag to the conversation that you want to have. And then just kind of because people will look at that. I'm not sure if that makes sense, but we could talk more about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I also am not a huge social media user. I do use Twitter for work a lot. But I think that sometimes we're quick to underestimate the value of talking in person. I think social media can be a great way to get people together and you can ask people who maybe couldn't be at an event in person to submit their questions in advance or participate remotely that way. But I think that it's set up now so that we're kind of subject to all these algorithms that are giving us what we want to see, what we already think, what we already believe, and it's hard to get outside of that. So I think maybe using it as a way to take a step outside of social media can be effective too.
I'd also suggest using your base as much as possible, even if it's a small base. The best person to convince a person is a friend, and the best way to convince someone that's a skeptic is to have a friend share something that you're saying. I often have this debate with some of our leadership that wants us to expand all the time. They're like, tell me, Brandon, how we can talk to the new people. How can we speak to the people that don't follow us and get them to follow us? And I say, well, let me explain to you how social media works. If they're a follower, then I can speak to them. And if they're not, a little hard for me unless it's a sponsored post, which gets us back into that question. Which, by the way, I'm actually okay with sponsored posts, just as an aside. But if you can speak to your base, and speak to them in a way that you can try to look at their habits, particularly when you have anything over a smaller group. What makes them share to their networks? Start maximizing that. Start maximizing the type of communications that empower them to feel like they're smart, to feel like they're positive. A lot of algorithms now, or a lot of studies of Facebook, are showing that people share to look smart. For lack of a kinder way to put that. They don't necessarily want to share because it's a cat gif, though they do that. They want to look like they're good at curating. So if it's funny, they want to look like they have a sense of humor. If it's smart, they want to look like they read it, even if all they did was like it and share it. So we all want to be the best curators of social media ever. So find a way to utilize that desire of your base and get them to share to your networks. That's step one. Step two, I mean, this is where you get into the, do you feed the trolls or do you not? I would err on the not. I would remind people that as much as social media has become anonymity keeps us more virulently angry, it is also the worst form of public speaking that anyone has ever gone through. And if we can all agree that public speaking is scarier than death for many people, then somebody seeing their comment get get attacked, even if you don't think you're attacking it, but get countered by someone else in a very seemingly permanent, though we all know very impermanent way, oh my God, they're not going to want to engage with you. So I think that finding ways to, you know, if they're in a chain on Facebook, comment on other people around them because they're still going to be watching, like other people around them, be positive. That'll help you.
Yeah. And one thing I've enjoyed about Undisclosed is that it's not so much trying to expand our listenership, but using our existing listenership to expand them to new issues. Because a lot are listening because they like the case, they're interested in Nunsayed, and suddenly we can make them interested in like bail issues. I'm sure otherwise they never would have cared or known about it. But because they care about this case and the surrounding issues, it's a way and say, hey, look, here's what else is going on. Here's a problem you might not have been aware of. But it's also part of the justice system and something needs to be fixed and it's worth your attention.
And that works both ways, because as soon as you get that other issue involved, there's a whole group of people out there that like that other issue. And all of a sudden they see that you're involved and ooh, that seems good. And that's another great way to like expanding your base will get them to activate people that didn't realize that you were somebody that they wanted to be listening to.